the faithfulness will be your shield and gladness. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the middle of darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your feet against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call for me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord will bless our reading of his word to us. There are not many passages of scripture which we have a comment on by Jesus. This is one where, out of this psalm, we hear we have an account of a conversation between Jesus and Satan in Mark's Gospel. Jesus was tempted by the devil. We know we're in Lent. And listen to what we have recorded in Matthew's Gospel. It says, the devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. It may surprise you, but Satan knows the scriptures too. And we need to be aware. And in these days, we are living in days when we need to read the scriptures aright. We need to understand what they say and how they can apply to us today. There are many deceivers like Satan, his followers, who will try and lead us in a different way. And we very much need to be on our guard. We need to have godly discernment. We need to be open to God, the Holy Spirit, who will lead us and guide us and reveal the truth to us. And so we have to discern. We have to be sure about whether we are hearing from God or is Satan trying to intervene. Jesus had spent 40 days or was spending 40 days and coming to the end of that period as Satan came to taunt him. And we are told that God sent his angels to support him and encourage him. The Apostle John, as he writes, says this, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you've heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. The point that I'm making is this, that we need to read Scripture aright. And we need to understand what it says. Satan was using it for Jesus to say, you know, you're going to be all right. And Jesus said, don't put the Lord to a test. You see, sometimes we may be tempted to do just that. And I want to suggest that sometimes to put someone, to put God to the test is something that maybe we have done in the past. God understands. And sometimes we need to test things to see whether they are of God. We need to weigh things up. And we need to hear what God is saying. The most important is the Word of God. Not what other people say, but God's Word. But also, when we hear God's Word, we must understand that, for instance, that passage, that part of the psalm that was quoted, we should not put ourselves in danger, in other words, to prove God. I want us to consider this psalm and to hear what the psalmist is saying and to hear what I believe God would have us hear. It is where we are that is important. Where we are with God. That is what is vital, and that is what this psalm is really based around. Where are we with God? What is our position with Him? We are living in days when we just continue our lives very much. We have so much independence, so many choices to make. So many things that we are occupied with so many things that we don't, I believe, spend enough time hearing from God and talking to myself as well. But God has ways to speak to us, to show us things that we have to understand are from God. I wonder how you feel when you see an answer to prayer that you think, well, is it a miracle? Is this God? Has God done something that can't be explained? We need to be ready always to see that God loves us. And if we're in that place where He wants us to be, then we will have that assurance by His Holy Spirit. He will affirm it, He will guide us, He will help us. You know, there is this story told. World War II was over, and this man, Kim Huffman, reports that his father, along with thousands of others, had been discharged from the services. On every highway you could see soldiers in uniform hitchhiking home to their families. But for my father, the thrill of reunion was overshadowed by his mother's illness. There was a problem with her kidneys. The doctors told my father that she needed a blood transfusion immediately, or she would not live through the night. grandmother's blood type was AB negative, a very rare type. In those days, there were no blood banks like there are today. No one in the family had that type of blood either, and the hospital not being able to find anyone with that rare type. Realizing that grandmother had only a few hours to live, father decided to rush home, take a shower, change clothes, and then return for the final goodbyes. As he was driving home, he passed a soldier hitchhiking. At first, my father wasn't going to stop, but something compelled him to pull over. The soldier climbed in, and the trip continued on in silence. Deep in grief, my father didn't say a word. But the soldier realized that something was wrong when he saw a tear roll down my father's cheek, and he asked what was the matter. My father told him that grandmother was about to die because the hospital couldn't find anyone with AB negative blood. My father explained that he's heading home to change clothes and then going back to the hospital for her final hours. The hitchhiker pulled something out of his pocket, and that's when father saw that he was holding dog tags that read AB negative. The soldier told my father to turn the car around and head back to the hospital. His blood saved my grandmother's life, and she lived 47 more years, but somehow in the excitement of the moment, the soldier slipped out of the hospital without any further word. To this day, my family doesn't know who he was. My father has often wondered if that stranger really was a soldier or if he was an angel in disguise. All I know is that God was surely there, and in one way or another, he was the one who provided the blood that saved my grandmother that day. You see, sometimes God is working when we don't expect. And sometimes God hears our prayers because of where we are, without us uttering a thing. Our position in God. The psalm begins, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust." You see, this is a place that we need to come to. We come to recognize that God loves us. He loved us enough to send His Son to die on a cross for us, that we might be forgiven of our sins. He sent His Son that He might rise from death to give us hope for the future, to know that Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And to know that we can know God as our Father, our Heavenly Father, and we can dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You see, when we come to God through Jesus, we have peace. He comes to us. He comes and makes His presence in us by His Holy Spirit. And so we need to dwell, we need to live in the shelter of the Most High. You know, when a storm is raging, we seek shelter. When storms are raging, where do we go for shelter? We need to remember that we can always go to God. We need to be in that place of safety. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. We talk about shelter and the shadow. We can't see the Almighty, but we can be in His shadow. Let us learn to be where He wants us to be, resting in Him, trusting in Him. So many times we trust in ourselves, because we can do such and such, we will do it. Instead, we should say, if God wills, we will, and He will help us. We need to come to that place where we know His safety, we know God, we know that He is working in our lives. He shows us signs day by day. If only we open our eyes. If only we will see. But the problem with life today, it's so busy that we have things to do and that we do not see God because we are rushing along. And there are those moments when we need to really be still and know where we are. I love the picture language that is in this psalm too. Because when we are in that place with God, no harm can come our way. Yes, maybe we'll go through dangers, but we don't put ourselves in danger. Instead, we put ourselves in the trust of God Almighty. And here he says in verse 3, he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. You know, the enemy is always seeking to trap, and that's what he was trying to do with Jesus, trying to trap Jesus, to do what he wanted him to do. And Jesus said, don't put the Lord your God to the test. So we need to know that we need to be protected from the enemy. And that's why the Apostle Paul says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand the devil's schemes. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. The realization that God has all power. And yes, Satan has a certain amount of power at this moment in time, but he is defeated already because Christ has died and conquered death for us. And the picture that we have here is this picture of being saved. And you know, at this time of year, when birds are building nests and when birds eventually have their young, don't you dare go near, right? Or else you will be attacked, right? They protect their young, don't they? And that's the picture that they have here. And it says, he will cover you with his feathers. He will cover you with his feathers. I'm not sure whether I have a picture here. Yes, there it is. He will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you'll find refuge. Can you see that? It's a swan. And there nestled under the wing of the swan is the young. Can you see it? I'm sure you've seen that. You've seen the birds protecting the young with the wing. That's the picture that we have. Under his wings you will find refuge. The young run to their mum to be sure that they're secure and they're safe. Under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. We need to recognize that we can always come to God. He doesn't turn us away. The fact is, we don't turn to him often enough. If we are living in the shelter of the Most High and resting in the shadow of the Almighty, it will make a difference. Because we can't see him doesn't mean that he isn't. But we need every day to recognize that God is in control of each and every situation. And he wants to bring us comfort and support. He does still work miracles. He still has power that is beyond explanation. There are many who will want to explain things away. But the fact is, if we are in that place and we are living in him and he in us, it makes a big difference. Because we're living in the world, we're not of the world, we shouldn't be of the world. Because we are where we are as believers, we are in him and he is in us. Let us remember that. Let us not forget. You see, our focus is often on what we can see, instead of realizing that we can trust in the one who we cannot see. It is faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. Then we read this, that let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Fix your eyes on Jesus. To dwell in the shelter of the Most High, we need to know Jesus. We need to know that he has gone ahead for us. He has gone to prepare a place for us, that one day we will enter into his presence. But until that time, as we live our lives day by day, let us remember we can come to him. And we should. We should. Verse 9 says, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. This is a reminder that God is not alone, that God has his servants, his angels, who he sends to us sometimes. Not always with wings. Angels, unaware. Sometimes we may question, who was it that helped us there when they have appeared with us and then suddenly disappeared? An angel is somebody who God sends. Angels are created beings. Part of God's creation. But angels, there are fallen angels, and that's who Satan and those evil spirits are. And in that conversation that Jesus had with Satan, he said, do not test the Lord. Put the Lord your God to the test. You see, there was no need. What was being suggested was unnecessary. You see, Jesus knew where he was. He was secure. He was doing what he had been sent to do. He was dwelling in the shelter of his Father. And angels came to minister to him. The subject of angels is a very interesting one. And we don't have time to go into that today. But don't downplay the fact that God will work in us by his Holy Spirit, but also he uses angels sometimes to minister to us. So believe in angels. If we are in that place, it will make our lives totally different. It will mean that we have a place always to go when we are really down, when we are struggling. Let's remember. Fix your eyes on Jesus. He struggled too. I don't know whether you ever think about Jesus struggling, but he struggled too. Well, there were times when he needed to pull himself away from the crowds. They must have sometimes been getting him down, and he pulled away, and he went up to the mountain to pray. He went to that place to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. To rest. We need sometimes to pull away from our situations, to just be still and know God and know that he cares about us and know that whatever happens, we can trust him. He has his purpose for our lives. We need to show that we belong to him. We need to understand that we can always know his presence, that we can be secure in knowing God cares for us. God understands where we are, where we are coming from. The end of the psalm says this: because he loves me, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. We need to acknowledge God. Realize that he is available to help us, and don't just take the credit yourself. Remember that where we find ourselves today is where God has brought us to. And when we come to that place and recognize his love for us, we love him because he first loved us and gave his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So he will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We can be secure. Secure knowing God cares for us. Knowing that he will negotiate the circumstances of life for us. Sometimes in miraculous ways, and we need to acknowledge that. When prayer is answered in miraculous ways, we don't always acknowledge. Because we are the people who we are, we don't like to acknowledge the supernatural. But as we acknowledge God, he will protect us. As we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. And the devil will flee from us. The closer we are to God, sometimes the more testing we'll get from the devil, who will try and draw us away. Try and entice us away, and try and use scripture to encourage us to do what he was trying to get Jesus to do. Be careful. Be careful. Be on your guard. But when you're in that place, when you are where God is, and when you know his presence in your life, and you acknowledge that, you will see things from a different perspective. You will see that you are secure. I look back over my life and I see so many ways in which God has worked. And sometimes when I've wandered away, he's brought me back. But the devil is so good at drawing us away. Doubt versus faith. Doubt sees the obstacles. Faith sees the way. Doubt sees the darkest night. Faith sees the day. Doubt dreads to take a step. Faith soars on high. Doubt questions. Who believes? Faith answers, I. When we believe, what God has done for us, when we are dwelling in Him, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. My prayer is that each one of us will know the security of God's presence. The security of knowing that He loves us. And knowing that when we call to Him, He answers. Not always in the way that we expect, but He answers. He will call upon me and I will answer. May God encourage us day by day. May we begin each day in a way to say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, take me through this day. Let me be aware of You with me as I go through whatever conversation I have, whatever things I have to do. Let me know that You are with me, that You are leading me, that help me to always see what You would do in this situation. Help me to learn. My God, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. My prayer is that you will learn to trust more than you have at this moment. Learn to resist the misinterpretation of Scripture that sometimes is brought by someone from a wrong place. Let's pause for a moment. Father God, we thank You for Your word. Help us to live where You want us to be. Help us to know that we are in You and You in us. Help us to know that You protect us and watch over us. Whatever we go through, Lord, give us the strength, and the courage, and the assurance to know that You are with us. Forgive us for those times when we struggle because we're not where we should be. But help us, Lord, to learn to stay close to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We sing the final hymn, 442, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know it. Thus says the Lord. Just to rest upon His promise, just to know. your presence. And we pray that as we go from here, we might know your blessing, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always.